CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.
And how does it feel together? Welcome back. First up in the second half, as a third act of the hour, Chloe Lum and Yannick Desranlos, The Garden of a Former House-Turned-Museum, Letter 1, Observations of Rio.
Interest in you, my interest in your writing. Dear Clarice, I absorb the city through osmosis, breathing in the place where you lived and died. I'm not sure what happens when one dies. I don't know what happens when one dies, having never died before. So I send you these letters in psychic space, updates from life to the place in between imagination and nothingness. Everything is lush, ornate, and slightly rotten. Moss and lichens cover old structures like graffiti. Everything is surface for something to sprout from the unlikely. Yes, things are growth mediums. I always see your kids as funny pinched faces. Their subtle scent is welcoming. Patches of foliage push out from concrete walls. I saw a tiny citrus seedling growing in the crumbling mortar of the fire station. Two cliches under observation. Are we expecting the thing as a fixed form rather than potential? The thing as language rather than the thing itself. That depends on what ghosts look like. My portrait as a ghost just wants to feast on the marrow of things. My portrait as a ghost is myself the owner of things. I find my sneak some of this greenery home, though they are readily available at most hardware stores. They are the most ubiquitous house plant. The kids whisper to me, and yet I never catch them speaking. I am just a little, making it easier to observe and read the surfaces of the city, of the things, of place, of scent. I observe fully, participate minimally. I hold back, this suits me. I play the role of
was letter one, Observations of Rio, from Chloe Lum and Yannick Desrandeaux, The Garden of a Former House Turned Museum. The fourth band is Sneak Peek's Scene with a Dream with Like a Movie. Thank you. I'd like to talk about DSFU Reliefs hockey at this time. On November 13th, Episode 3 of the Rise in Red podcast was released. It talks about the non-conference team, head coach Mark Coletta, and the play-by-play man Nick Torin discussing the last weekend's trip to Pittsburgh. Actually, that was 2 weeks. That was close to 2 weeks ago, as SFU, none of the SFU Red Leafs were in action on the Remembrance Day weekend. That's from Saturday onwards. Tonight's game between Trinity Western University Spartans and the non-BCIHO SFU Red Leafs has been canceled. Earlier today, the SFU Red Leafs non-conference roster was introduced, as produced by content producer Jamie Lowe. She recaps the first month of games against UBC, Trinity Western, and Briarcrest College. Meanwhile, the lone BCIHO action sees the Vancouver Island University Mariners visiting the Logan Lake Miners at Logan Lake Recreation Center. The puck drop is 7 p.m.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. University of Victoria are first at 7-1, 14 points, 2 points for a win, and 1 point for a over an OT or shootout loss. Okanagan Lakers are second at 5-3-1, 11 points. Vancouver Island University, third, 4-2, 8 points. Simon Fraser is actually fourth at 2-3-1, 5 points. And Logan Lake Miners are last at 0-7.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians. The music library. Acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Dizzy's self-titled album. Here is Starlings.
You heard me up last night, shook the tree and watched the birds fly up and out. Pulled the trigger on the bullseye. Little starlings dropping like flies. Wish I'd pick on someone my own size. It's just the way that was raised to scream and shout. I'm always rooting for the bad guy. Took the shotguns out of the house. I know I'm freaking you out, but I'm pushing it down.
I'd like to talk about the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very divisive issue within Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing municipality in British Columbia in the last 5 years. The then mayor, Doug McCallum, pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. However, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. On October 13th, Surrey City filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. On October 16th, the BC government responded as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e., Bill C-36-2023, Police Amendment Act 2023. Key changes are: municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. That was A. B. The director may superintend the implementation of a municipality is required to provide policing. C. Allows the minister to terminate the agreement, i.e. with the Surrey RCMP, which was renewed on April 1st, 2012, with a written notice to the City of Surrey. D. The Lieutenant Governor and Council, Janet Austin, can appoint at least one person as an administrator for the Surrey Police Board, where in case of one administrator, it will be the chair of the Surrey Police Board. And E. Other memberships of the SPB will be suspended. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed the third reading, with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent, as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26th. On November 14th, the Surrey Police Service announced it deployed 11 additional officers on its Twitter page, increasing the total number of officers deployed to 257. This figure is also available on the Surrey Police website. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sear, the former Abbotsford police chief who retired earlier this fall, as the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey mayor, as the SPB chair. While the Surrey Police Service chief, Norm Lipinski, and its union applauded the Sir's appointment, the Surrey mayor, Brenda Locke, denounced the suspension of the entire Surrey Police Board as it, quote, completely removes civilian oversight, governance, and is nothing short of a provincial police takeover, of Surrey. Quite ironic for Mayor Locke to trash Farnworth's actions, as she was the chair of the Surrey Police Board, which provides oversight of the police force that she wants to obliterate. Today, the Surrey Police Service provided the latest breakdown on the total number of its employees: 58 civilians and 336 officers on their Twitter page. Once again, these figures are available on the Surrey Police Service website. Mike Farnworth appointed Mike Sear, the former Abbotsford police chief, as the administrator of the Surrey Police Board. Sear is expected to be the administrator of the SPB for the next 12 to 18 months. as there have been massive disagreements between the BC government and Surrey City regarding the cost of the Surrey Police Service. Thank you for listening to episode 45 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate change will cause more intense droughts, extreme flooding, and crippling heat waves in many parts of the world. In response, some people may become climate refugees. But Alan Benvenist of Harvard University found that as conditions become more extreme, it will get harder for many of the world's poorest and most vulnerable people to move, so some will be unable to escape.
It's costly to move, particularly if you're going to move further away, and especially if you're going to move across borders.
Climate change-driven heat waves, droughts, and floods can damage crops and destroy houses, pushing low-income people even further into poverty. Extreme weather could also make it more difficult for just one or two family members to move away and send money back home.
What that means is kind of a double whammy. You have climate change impacts in origin communities in those locations, but you also have limited options of having access to credit that is being sent back to origin communities because migrants are not being able to leave in the first place.
So Benvenist says that as much as the world is focused on climate refugees, we also need to pay attention to people who cannot afford to escape climate disasters at all. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.